The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, serving Berrien, Branch, Kalamazoo, St. Joseph, and Van Buren counties, proud supporter of our area athletes. With two new St. Joseph locations, downtown and Cleveland Avenue, member FDIC and equal housing lender. And by MailMax. This is Jordan Jensen with WSJM Sports. Our Midwest Family Player of the Week is Bo Bach of Lawrence High School. In Lawrence's season opener against Marcellus, Bach threw for 291 yards and 3 touchdowns. Bach also ran for 106 yards and a touchdown. And on the defensive side of the ball, Bach had 9 tackles, a sack, a forced fumble, and a game-sealing interception with 48 seconds left. Well, first off, I mean, congratulations on the win and the unbelievable performance. It must have felt great to start the season off. It's a great way, not only with the win, but also a great performance individually.
I appreciate that. Well, I just want to say thank you to my teammates, all my coaches for everything they've done. And I'm just looking forward into this season. Like, bring back Lawrence football how it used to be, like playoff team and all that.
Awesome. And, I just went over the numbers. 291 yards, 3 touchdowns through the air, 106 yards on the ground. What was clicking for you guys offensively? Like, how are you guys able to be so successful, especially getting big plays all night long?
I mean, we just had to believe. We got a lot of young players in the team, but we all work hard. And each and every practice, we just spend more time on our offense and defense. And the offense and the coaches too, they help, really helped us out through everything. So
awesome. So obviously I went over the numbers again. Amazing offensive numbers and the defensive side of the ball, 9 tackles, a sack, a forced fumble, and a game sealing interception. So obviously you were making big plays all night long. Was there one play in that game that stood out to you most? Like, man, that play was huge.
Probably the interception. Mm-hmm. Like, once we got the interception, we all just took a deep breath in. We just celebrated the win after the game. We're excited to beat ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. If being the starting quarterback and cornerback isn't enough, I hear you're one hell of a baseball player, basketball player, and you run track. How do you balance all that? I mean, 4 varsity sports, like, that has to be such a crazy workload. How do you balance it?
Honestly, it just helps me out. Like, I just makes me focus more in school, like, get all my classes together. Like, if I don't do a sport, I just feel like I'm doing nothing, basically.
Right.
So.
All right, so let's go back to the game last week. You're down with 1:42 left in the game, and you need to drive the ball down the field relatively quickly if you want to walk out of here with a win. You then threw a beautiful pass down the left sideline to John Schumann for a 48-yard touchdown. You guys take the lead. And take me inside the huddle before that play. Did you and John maybe have a special, connection? Like, hey, yeah, we need to do this now. Let's do this. Let's just do what we always do. What happened?
Well, we just walked in the huddle, and I told all my teammates, we have to believe. We just drive the ball down the field one by one play, and then we'll get the win. And then I told Johnny, do what we do the best. And I saw the safety cheating. So I looked to my right, and I threw the ball to my left to Johnny, and then he caught it, and then he scored.
Awesome. And speaking of John, not only that play, but he had 9 catches for 206 yards and 2 touchdowns himself. How have you guys been able to get such a good chemistry so early on in the season?
Just putting in the work. Johnny and I always put in the work all summer long. Practices, we get there 30 minutes early, we throw the ball to each other, and then that's how we're getting. And we're pretty good friends too, so.
Awesome. Yeah, that definitely helps. Yeah. To be friends off the field and helps on the field. So, and like we mentioned earlier, you got the game-winning interception on top of all of this to steal the win. Take me back, maybe a little bit before the play, maybe during the game. Were you surprised at all that they came your way, considering the game you were having? Like, were you like, really, guys? Like, me? Like,
I knew all that week it was going to be a dogfight. Mm-hmm. We all just had to believe, like, play Lawrence football. Our coaches just told us, just play football, do all that, and just believe. And that's what we all did. We worked hard all week, and then we came out with the win.
Awesome. And being a, you know, cornerback and playing in the secondary, you know, you also play quarterback. Do you think that gives you any advantage when you're on defense? You know, maybe you're able to read the quarterback's eyes better than, you know, most people in the secondary, or you're able to see how a play develops quicker than most people who don't play the quarterback position?
I really think it helps a lot, because I already know half of those stuff, like what to do with cornerback, look him away. And since he's the quarterback, I know what to do when I'm playing cornerback. So I just read his eyes. So
right. And, you know, your quarterback and cornerback, is there a specific side of the ball that you, you know, prefer to play, or not really?
Not really.
No?
I just play where they pull me.
Okay, awesome. And then what about all your other sports? Is there any sport that maybe, you know, when that season comes around, maybe you get a little bit more amped up than a different sport, or?
No, it's usually football the most.
Football?
Yeah.
That, I get it. I was the same way. So week one, you have this, you know, monster performance. You know, how in the world do you follow that up?
We just gotta go keep doing what we're doing. Like, we play Twin City tomorrow. We just gotta keep doing the same thing, working hard, pushing ourselves. No.
Okay. And what's the goal, you know, not only for you, but this Lawrence football team the rest of the season?
Right now, we're just going to go game by game, wait and see what's going to happen at the end. But I just want a trophy in my hand, but we're just going to go game by game.
Awesome. Okay, and then what about after the season? What's the future look like for you? I mean, you're such a great athlete in so many different sports. Is there any hopes and dreams that you have? Or?
Well, I'm just hoping, like, go play a college sport, like football. Right now, how things are going looks like it might work out, but we'll just wait and see.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, you keep putting up numbers like this, opportunities are going to open up for you. So you just keep doing what you're doing. And last question I have, outside of sports, I know sports is about 99% of your life. Is there any sort of interest outside of sports that you'd like to share?
Not really.
Not really?
Nah.
Just sports? Hey, I was the same way, man. I was the same way. Well, Bull, again, congratulations with the win over Marcellus week one. I wish you the best the rest of the season. And like I said, you keep putting up numbers like this, opportunities are going to come up for you in whatever you want to do. So, Bull, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, serving Berrien, Branch, Kalamazoo, St. Joseph, and Van Buren counties. Proud supporter of our area athletes. With two new St. Joseph locations, downtown and Cleveland Avenue. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. And by MailMax.